org.
Stephanie Miller, weekdays from 10 till noon. This is the WHMP Morning News.
As I like to say, it's a time for heroes, local heroes specifically. Coming up August 17th and 18th, it's Local Hero Restaurant Week in the Pioneer Valley. And lots of local hero restaurants using all kinds of great bounty from the harvest all year round. Joining us to talk about it is our friend Phil Corman from CISA, and also in studio, chef owner Paul Hathaway of Chez Albert in Amherst, one of the local hero restaurant owners taking part in the big event August 17th and 18th. So this is a big, big, big deal for CISA and for everybody in the Valley who cares at all about local produce, right, Phil? This is a big event.
Yeah, it's just a great event that we do, which is we have our 46 local hero restaurants come forward and just try to prepare even something more special on those 2 days, which are Tuesday and Wednesday, the 17th and 18th. And at our website, buylocalfood.org, you can look down the restaurants and see what they're preparing special for folks on those 2 days.
Now, Chef Hathaway at Chez Albert, how much of your stuff that you produce is done with local goods?
During the summertime, it's almost all produce we use is all local. Some of the meats and then, of course, the dairy and eggs.
Now, I've never been to Chez Albert. Give me a thumbnail idea of what I would expect if I were to go there.
It's a casual dining experience, but it's the food is a little bit more high-end. It's a country French cuisine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, you have a giant tray of some type of various types of foods,
yes,
and I see
do.
Some flowers there. Am I going to have to eat those flowers?
No, we're going to excuse you. We got a doctor's note. So, yeah.
The last time you brought in flowers, I had to eat a bunch of them, and I never had them. But they were delicious, but I'd never had them before.
No, this is just for decor.
So, French country cuisine, obviously, there's a lot of room there, right? What types of things do you focus on? Well, what's the most popular stuff you guys produce at your restaurant?
Well, we always have our escargot, à la Albert. We also do a pâté that I brought you today.
Ah, excellent.
And we have a beautiful local corn and roasted garlic soup that we have here for
nice.
You today.
How long have you been there?
5 years now, just this past May.
Now, are you new to the area, or have you been here for your whole life?
No, I'm new. I came from Boston.
Nice. Yep. All right. And where did you study?
All through the chefs in Boston. I was with Todd English at Olives and Jody Adams and Michaela's and, you know, quite Paul O'Connell over at Providence and Chez Henri.
What do you think of the local area? Do you have a pretty good following? Or?
We have a great following. We have very loyal customers. I love the area. Being able to drive past horses and everything else, farmland, instead of stepping over trash and stuff is a lot nicer,
you
I mean, have to say.
You mean farmland is better than the urban jungle that is Boston, Massachusetts? Hard to believe, I know. I went to school in Boston, so I know exactly what it feels like to come back here after having been there, and it's a whole different world. Now, Phil, the Local Hero Restaurant Celebration, like you mentioned, there's several dozen of these restaurants.
Yeah, there's many restaurants, and scattered throughout Western Mass, we have restaurants as Chez Albert is in Amherst. We have East Hampton, like Apollo Grill, and La Casita Azteca in Deerfield. You have Champagne's restaurant at the Deerfield Inn in Northampton. There's many, many restaurants participating. East Side Grill, Green Street Cafe, local, really any kind of cuisine that you're interested in. We have many of these restaurants who have made a commitment to being part of their local community because they want to serve up the best food possible with the best and freshest ingredients. And those restaurants collectively have spent $1,250,000 serving up, I think it's 39,000 meals
in
the last 12 months.
I saw that number last week, and I was staggered by that number. I mean, you think about just – and it's great. I mean, it's staggering in a nice way because people are supporting local farmers probably at a rate they never have – I mean, probably at a greater level than ever before.
I think that's true because I think part of it is, again, what we try to do at CISA is have people understand how important it is for them to take their values, take their resources – and say, yes, I want my neighbor farmers to be here for me and for my neighbors. And so they ask for it from restaurants. They'll ask what's fresh and local on the menu.
We're talking with Phil Corman from CISA and Chef Paul Hathaway of Chez Albert in Amherst. Chef Hathaway, now, do you go to the actual farms yourselves? Most chefs go and just do some shopping at farm shares and whatnot.
I do with Simple Gifts, and also there's a couple other ones, Garden Delights, that we do. We also have some that deliver, like Kitchen Garden and Old Friends and...
Now, of all the local produce that's out there, what would you say is the best product you've worked with in your time?
The tomatoes and the corn are pretty fantastic out here. You know, the corn right now is, you don't need to add butter or salt to it. It's just so sweet and so delicious right now. And I guess right now we're really starting to come into one of the best tomato years for him a long time. So this
and
is going
to
be great.
Coming off a year with a late blight, which is amazing to me. I mean, it was such a bad year last year. I'll tell you, though, speaking of the corn, I was telling the story earlier on the air. I went to Butinsky's farm stand in Greenfield last night. I was talking to Mick Butinsky, who's a local hero farmer. And I said, I couldn't believe the size of the ears. And I mean, I swear to God, I have never seen it. I mean, if you could use these things for log rolling contests. I mean, I'm like, Mick.
Well, it is baseball season.
Well, that's the thing. I said, and Mick, how do you get these corn ears to grow? He says, it's all about the conditions. This year has been, for local growers, one of the best years probably in the last 10.
Yeah, I think if the local farmers have a way to irrigate, things are really good. I mean, last year it was so humid. It was perfect for blight disease, late blight disease. This year, the challenge is if you don't have a way to irrigate your farm, you're in trouble right now because it's very dry.
And there are some towns that are talking about water restrictions and whatnot. Right. And it's, but I mean, the thing is, it was such an early year that you got a jump start on this stuff. And, and then, so it's, in fact, and I think you might actually end up seeing this year grow, this growing season actually extend, even though it's been hot and arid.
Yeah, well, everything has come in about 1 to 2 weeks early. I mean, already we're getting early apples right when we're in the height of peach season right now.
Now, and I'm seeing a giant – is that a Red Fire Farm tomato?
No, it's actually I grew it myself, actually.
You did? Okay. Yeah. It looks like a Red Fire Farm
tomato. Well, that's because it's – is it an heirloom you got there?
It is an heirloom,
Now, you have it stuffed with some green concoction.
It's stuffed with a Maine crab meat and a mint and a basil pesto.
But Carmen's going to kill me with this segment. You're going to absolutely kill me. Now, he's unloading like all these different plates, which is I love. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, this is I'm going to be. Oh, now this is the pate, right?
Yes, it is.
I need to get a fork for this.
Yes,
I have a fork back here.
Chris is armed and dangerous right now. I think.
Where's my fork? Don't worry about it. I'm not going to worry about the fork. This is one of the perks. There, he has a fork for me. Mm. This is one of the perks, by the way, of this job is, and I never make Phil bring me food, but this is not a flour. Now, this is pate. Now,
chicken liver.
Chicken liver.
Yep.
Local chickens?
No, Vermont.
It doesn't matter. That's close
yeah,
enough.
That's close enough.
Actually, so how do you make a pate like this while I indulge in it?
Well, this is a mousse style instead of a country style, so it's more of a, we puree it and then slow bake it in a water bath for at a low temperature.
It's I love the consistency. The texture is really good. It's almost like a little like a pate loaf almost.
Yep. It's nice and creamy, and so you get a little bit of
What would you serve this with? Is this a main course or is it?
No, this is one of the appetizers that we've had all 5 years. That's a sour cherry and prune compote.
Right.
And we have a little mustard with that, and we also serve it with a port wine gastrique and some gherkins.
Nice. And you've got the heirloom tomato. Now, what? That's just stuff with crab meat, right?
Yeah, Maine crab salad. That's something like what we might be doing on our tomato dinner night that we have on the 18th.
So you have so as part of this, you're having notes. So tell me about that a little bit.
So on Wednesday the 18th, we're going to do feature all the tomatoes from Kitchen Garden, and we're going to do a 4-course meal featuring the tomato. Each course will highlight specific tomatoes and their different flavors. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. We're looking to get the place packed and raring to go, and we're looking forward to doing it.
This tastes like a crab meat pesto almost.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Now, in terms of the rest of the week, the 17th and 18th obviously is the event for Local Hero. Anything else, Phil, associated with this we should know? What can people make plans, reservations, anything you guys go in terms of preparing for this thing?
Well, basically, people should just go to buylocalfood.org, look at the restaurant you want to go to, and contact the restaurant directly. Most restaurants are serving up a little more special local entree or side dish, but they're going ahead as usual, open and ready to serve the valley with the best of the food available.
Now, this looks like it's a mousse product of some kind.
Yep, chocolate mousse.
I can't eat this right now. I'll eat it in a second when we're done with the interview. Now, one of the things about this is the timing is perfect because it's not really back to school season yet.
Well, in Amherst, you know what happens for those of us who don't live in Amherst and maybe shy away a little bit, you lose 20,000 students in June, and so the town is really just a delicious place to be. It's comfortable, it's nice, it's not crowded, and the restaurants can take you pretty much when you want to come, though you should check with every restaurant, obviously, about when their crowded times are.
And I would think that, especially the 17th and 18th, make your reservations early because there are going to be people coming out and looking for this delicious stuff. I mean, this chocolate mousse is fantastic. Now, how do you prepare something like this?
Well, that's just a a typical mousse. We don't use egg whites or anything. We just use a where we fold in whipped cream to melted chocolate.
Nice.
Melt it that way. Wow. Makes it nice and light and airy.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't want to talk anymore. I want to eat this stuff. So, okay. Local Hero Restaurant Week, August 17th and 18th. Now, next week, while I'm on vacation, we're still going to be here, though. We're going to be talking to Paul from Sylvester's will be in, right? Peter, I'm sorry. I get him and his brother confused all the time. His brother
runs business. Yeah, so we're going to have Peter from Sylvester's.
Thank you. And we'll be talking to him and his executive chef, I believe, or one of the people in his kitchen about what they're going to be doing. And Sylvester's, of course, is a huge, they're like a huge part of our family.
They're an institution.
They really are. And so bottom line is, make your reservations now, make your plans now, August 17th and 18th for Local Hero Restaurant Week. Paul Hathaway, chef owner of Chez Albert in Amherst, Phil Corman of CISA. It's a great event. Everything you guys do is great, but this is a really good one.
Well, thank you.
August 17th and 18th, be part of it. Local Hero Restaurant Days.
Tom Hartman at noon. This is the WHA.